on the topic of karpas. Haggadahs always instruct one to eat less than a kazayis for the karpas, which is in fact what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov and Gimel. It is interesting to note that this was not agreed upon by everybody. The Rambam writes explicitly that one should bedavka have at least a kazayis of karpas. And other Rishonim say, why should there be a need for kazayis? So what is this machlokas about? Apparently, as follows. The Gemara says that the reason that we have the karpas is to stimulate questions on the part of the children. So many of the Rishonim apparently understood, so we're just doing something to stimulate questions. It doesn't have to follow the regular rules of a chovas achila, which is always a kazayis. The Rambam apparently understood differently, that it's true that the reason that the Chachamim established the practice of eating karpas was to stimulate questions. But once they established it as a regular mitzvah sachila. It's a mitzvah midirabanan to have karpas. And therefore, mitzvah sachila always has the shear of a kazayis. So that explains this machlokas harishon. But why would we be makbid to bedavka have less than a kazayis? What would be the inyan there? So this relates to a machlokas harishonim connected to Hilchos Brachos. The Rishonim debated how come it is that we do not make a borei pri or adama on the maror. So one view in the Rishonim says that the reason is because we already just made hamotzi. We made hamotzi on the matzah, and that covers the maror as well. No need to make a ho'adama. Another view says, no, that the hamotzi wouldn't really necessarily cover the maror. The hamotzi covers anything that's an integral part of the seuda that a person eats to fill himself up. It's a part of the main course, as opposed to the maror, which does not fit that description, and therefore would, in theory, not be covered by the hamotzi. The reason that we don't make the ho'adama is because we already made ho'adama on karpas. So that's a machlokas harishonim, why we don't make ho'adama on the maror. An outgrowth of this machlokas harishonim is the question of bracha achrona on the karpas. That if the karpas, we just ate karpas, let's say we had a kazayis, do we have to make a bracha achrona or not? Or would it be covered by the benching that we're going to do much later? So the question is this karpas really connected to the seuda? If the karpas actually exempts our maror, covers the borei pri adama that we would have had to make on the maror, so then the karpas ends up being connected to the seuda, and the birchas hamazon that we make at the end of the seuda covers the karpas as well. If the bracha on the karpas does not have anything to do with the maror, so we really just had a nice little vegetable before the meal, completely disconnected from the meal, the benching wouldn't cover it, and we would have to make a bracha achrona on the karpas. So therefore, there's a view in the Rishonim that says that it would be preferable, Maril writes, I'm knowing to bedavka have less than a kazayis in order to remove myself from this debate. So that's the psak in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes to have less than a kazayis. It is interesting to note that there were achronim who were more concerned about the opinion of the Rambam than they were about the Safek in Hilchos Brachos, that the Gra would have a kazayis of the karpas, and he held that one should make a bracha achrona. Rav Rimon brings that the Chazon Ish was knowing this way, and Rav Salvechik was knowing this way, and Rav Luchinsky was knowing this way. To have, I don't know if they made a bracha achrona on the karpas, the Mishnah Berurah says, la'alocha, if a person has a kazayis, then misafek, he wouldn't make a bracha achrona. But they were choshish for the Shitas HaRambam, that it's a mitzvah sachila, and they would have a kazayis. It's interesting to note that the Bach suggest that one possible reason for karpas is to strike the right balance. That on the one hand, we want people to be hungry for the matzah. That's why we don't have a serious, significant achila late in the day on Erev Pesach. On the other hand, we don't want people to be so hungry that they can't focus on the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you suggest that it's to tide people over until they get to the Shulchan Aruch. So certainly for that reason as well, it would make sense not to limit to a kazayis. So the Minhag Olam is like what it says in Shulchan Aruch, to have less than a kazayis. So that is certainly the common practice. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's the standard recommendation. There were those who wanted to be choshish for the Shittas HaRambam and have the kazayis, or once in a while there are people who are just a little bit hungry and they want to have more than the kazayis. And it would seem that yesh al milis moch. To do that in Misafek, one would not make the bracha achrona. Have a great day. And we stand chairs. Please stack a few chairs.